Good morning, everyone. Welcome. For those of you who missed it yesterday, we had a wonderful first day session with Swami Chaitanandaji. You all know he's visiting from our Vedanta Society of St. Louis. And for those of you who weren't here for the introduction, I'll simply mention that he's known for his many, many books that he's written and the tremendous contribution he's made to the history of our order, because he's collected so many things that would be lost otherwise, historical things, and so much information and knowledge about the Thakur and Mahaswamiji, but more than that, the direct disciples and the generation after that, many of the senior monks of our order. So we had a real feast yesterday hearing many stories about some of the wonderful senior sadhus that many of us don't know that much about. Swamiji's compiled all of these things. Many of these things are available. It's some just in the Bengali, but everything should be available in English sooner or later. So we're very, very happy that Swamiji is here. He'll be here until tomorrow. So we'll also have satsang tonight with Maharaj, and he'll speak about Holy Mother this morning.
यथाग्निर्दहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिताय सर्वविद्या स्वरूपं तं सर्वदां प्रणमाम्यहम्. As the power to burn dwells in fire, so Sarada dwells in Ramakrishna as his Shakti, the cosmic power. I bow down to that mother who is the embodiment from knowledge. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Our topic today, Sri Sharada Devi and her divine play. Perhaps many of you have this book. It has 876 pages. According to our Hindu tradition, God does not come alone as an avatar. He comes with Shakti. As a bird cannot fly with one wing, both wings are necessary to fly. So, avatar generally comes from Vishnu. He comes with Shakti. Rama came with Sita. Krishna came with Radha. Buddha came with Yashodhara. Chaitanya came with Vishnu Priya. Sri Ramakrishna came with Sharada. Shakti, which is very important. First, I shall tell you a little bit background about Holy Mother. Before she passed away in 1920, there was no book on Holy Mother. In 1926, Swami Arupananda, mother's attendant, collected some reminiscences of mother's disciples and published Sri Sri Mayer Katha Pratham Bhag, first part. Then, in 1936, Mayer Katha, second part came, out. That is the original books about Holy Mother. In 1937, Brahmachari Akshay Chaitanya published a book, Sri Sharada Devi in Bengali. That is the first biography of Holy Mother. In 1940, Swami Tapasyananda wrote an English biography of Holy Mother from Madras Mott. But the Swami did not know Bengali. He collected from various sources and put them together. Being in 1953-54, during Mother centenary time, Swami Gumbhirananda wrote Sri Sri Sharada Devi in Bengali, which he translated into English, Holy Mother Sri Sharada Devi. That is the second English biography of Holy Mother. Then he started to translate Sri Sri Mayer Katha in Bengali, from Bengali into English, in the Prabuddha Bharata, came as in the company of Holy Mother. Then in 1962, Swami Nikhilananda wrote the third English biography of Holy Mother. Very good biography. He took materials from Swami Gumbhirananda. So there the three English biographies of Holy Mother came to the public. What next? Afterwards, Mother's disciples started to write about Mother. First book came by Swami Ishanananda, Baroda Maharaj. He lived with Holy Mother for 11 years. He wrote Matri Sannidhya. The second book came by Swami Sharadeshananda, Sese Mayer Sriti Gatha. It has been translated into English. Then Swami Parameshwarananda, another disciple of Holy Mother, wrote Sri Sri Ma O Jayarambachi. Then Swami Chetanananda collected 49 reminiscences of Holy Mother from old Udbodhan, and it came out as Matri Darshan. Then Purnatmananda published 4 volumes, Sri Sri Mayer Padaprante. These are all in Bengali, I am telling you. Then Janani Sharada Devi was published by Swami Bhumananda, Mother's disciple. Then we found a huge amount of information came in Bengali. After 1962, there is no more English biography. So we need updated biography of Holy Mother. So this is the outcome of those whole research of all these volumes. So that we have all up-to-date information about Mother. It is a very, very difficult job. I started to translate Lila Prasanga, Sri Ramakrishna's biography, which was published in 2003 as Sri Ramakrishna and His Divine Play. 2003. Then I was thinking, we just have done. If there is a good play or movie or theater or a performance, if you stop half the way, then the audience will shout and yell and break the hall. They say, we want to see the full play. You have shown the half play. So I started in 2009. I had to wait 6 years. Then It took me another 6-7 years to complete this book. In 1950s and 60s, I had an opportunity to associate closely with many monastic and householder disciples of Holy Mother. And I heard from them many first-hand information. Those reminiscences of Holy Mother are my treasure trove. I still remember when I was a teenager boy, I used to go to Udbodhan every Sanjay, and I used to see the mother's disciples in this house. And they used to tell us many stories about mother. So one day I asked Swami Ishananda, in my home I have mother, I have sisters, I have aunts, many women in our family. What is the difference between Holy Mother and other women? That was my question. All these women and Holy Mother, what is the difference? The Swami told me, have you seen any human being who is free from desire? No bhashana, no desire. Have you seen any human being? That we saw in her. No bhashana. No desire. You see, human beings, as I was talking to you yesterday, human beings have desires. But God does not have any desire. Why? Desire comes from ignorance. God does not have any ignorance. Desire, no. Ignorance, desire, action. Ignorance, desire, action. That is the way all these billions of human beings and we are rotating. But God does not rotate that way. No bhashana. Then he said, mother was Kaushambi. Kaushambi in the Chonji, another epithet of Mother Durga. Unbroken chastity. Pavitrata swarupinnai tasmai devvai namo nama. Embodiment of purity. That is the way we see the mother. I still remember when I was a brahmachari, Baroda Maharaj, Swami Ishananda, used to give a talk to the audience, his reminiscences about mother, with Bankura language. Hobekni, Koreni, in this way, his language, his mother's language, is different than Calcutta language. In 1977, I met Swami Sharadeshananda ji, Gopesh Maharaj in Vrindavan. I asked him, Maharaj, you served Holy Mother in Jayarambaji so many years. What speciality you saw in her? He said, Nirubhima, egoless. All human beings have egos. Mother has no ego. Ego comes from ignorance. These are the signs of a divine being. Then I asked Maharaj, did you see her any time that in Samadhi? Well, yes. I saw her many times. Sometimes sitting on the veranda, he is cutting vegetables. Stopped. Hand stopped. Merged into Samadhi. You know, they are not ordinary human beings. In 1982, I met Vishesh Maharaj in Banaras, Mother's disciple. What speciality, what new you saw in the mother? Tell me. মা কাউকে মনে কষ্ট দিয়ে কথা বলতে পারতেন না হোলি মাদার নেভার হার্ট এনিবডি থ্রু ওয়ার্ডস ভেরি সুইট এম্বডিমেন্ট অফ সুইটনেস মধুরম এভরিথিং ইজ মধু সুইট 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 ইজ নেচার Swami Prabhupada ji met Holy Mother. I asked, Maharaj, what do you saw in the mother? I was very young, I could not understand her. But Swami Turiyananda told me that mother's mind never went down below the throat chakra. Her mind dwelt in the higher realm of consciousness. I met Swami Vishuddhananda ji, mother's disciple. He told, I gave a new name to the Holy Mother, Gonji Bhangama, Barrier Breaking Mother. She is John's mother and she is Jack's mother. When John is sick, Jack's mother does not feel that way. When Jack is sick, John's mother does not feel that way. John's mother thinks John, my son, came from my body, my son. Jack's mother thinks Jack came from my body, my son. I possess my son. I own my son. But Holy Mother sees Jack, John, Jack's mother, John's mother, all human beings, all creatures came from my cosmic body. I am the mother of all. No barrier. That is the difference between Holy Mother and other ordinary mothers. My son, my daughter. And she thinks all beings came from me. That is the difference between Holy Mother and other ordinary women. As I told you, Parasi Acharya, Vishuddhananda told me that, you know, the relationship. Holy Mother saw Sri Ramakrishna from three angles. Sri Ramakrishna saw Holy Mother from three angles. Sri Ramakrishna saw Sharada, my wife, my disciple, my ishta, my chosen deity. And Holy Mother sees Sri Ramakrishna, my husband, my guru, my ishta. These two beings, source, same, consciousness, Atma. It is extremely difficult to understand the divinity and true nature of divine beings. The Upanishad says, Yame Vaisha Brinuti Tena Lebhya. Whom the Atman chooses, only that person can understand. The people lived with Dakshineshwar. Do you think all people could understand Sri Ramakrishna was an avatar? No way. Holy Mothers, it is in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma chame divyam evam je vetti tattataha. Taktvadeham punarjanma noiti mameti charjuna. My janma, my birth, karma, my action are divine. We do not have any concept of that thing. That action, the life, everything divine. Tattata. You will have to know truly. A man came from Bangladesh, Dhambarishad. Asked Swami Sharadananda Maharaj, I think Ramakrishna is God. But Holy Mother looks like an ordinary woman. I don't consider him her as divine or anything. Moreover, I do not see Sri Ramakrishna off and on going in samadhi, but we do not see that kind of thing in Holy Mother. Then Swami Sarvadananda says, do you think that Sri Ramakrishna married a woman who is a daughter of a cow dung cake maker? In village in India, some poor women gather cow dung and they make patty and sell it as fuel. That is called ghuche kudunir me. Do you think Sri Ramakrishna marriage, God marriage a girl who is a poor and, you know, this way? It is impossible. Doubt. Sri Ramakrishna, as I told you yesterday, Ram came to kill Ravana, Krishna came to kill Kamsa, Ramakrishna came to kill doubt. Doubt is a demon. And Holy Mother, what she did, Abhayam Barodam. With two hands, she is showing be fearless. With another hand, Baroda. She gave boons to the people. A devotee, Mother, why can't you comprehend that you are Divine Mother, Holy Mother? How can everyone recognize divinity, my child? Big diamond at a bathing ghat. People, there is a big diamond at the bathing ghat. People go and rub their feet. A jeweler found it and took it away. Only a jeweler knew the value of that diamond. So he assumed the human form to mitigate the sufferings of humanity. He came to this world incognito, like a king who visits the city in disguise. And Holy Mother also said many times, I am that Bhagavati. Mriduna darunam hanti, mriduna hanti adarunam nasebhya mriduna kinchit tasmat tikshnataram mridu. Only these birds can represent Holy Mother to some extent. It is in the Mahabharata. Mridu, modesty, sweetness. Mriduna darunam hanti. This sweetness destroys all rudeness, roughness. Dharam viduna hanti adarunam. Nasibhum. Mani, this mriduta, majesty, conquers everything. So Mother is the embodiment of majesty. Lajja pata priti nityam sarade ganudaike. Engulfed with that bashfulness. You know, human relationship. We make friends, we make enemies through words. Nothing but words. I hate you, I love you. All words, mere words. We are playing with words. Mother's nature, from her very birth, no harsh words came from her lips. Another thing interesting about mother's life, a woman's life passes through four stages. Daughter, sister, wife, mother. If you study her life, you will see she is perfect in every stage. She is a perfect daughter, perfect sister, perfect wife, and perfect mother. If you carefully read her biography, you will see how she is acting. She demonstrated how a woman's life, she is the embodiment of Indian womanhood. She demonstrated how a woman's life should be. Amazing person. Another thing we find in a mother's life, in human life, three things are essential. Do you know what are those? Faith, hope, and love. If you read her teachings, you will find these three things are very evident. Faith, have faith, hope. She is never negative, always encouraged. Go ahead, my son. And love. Faith, hope, and love. If there is no faith, hope, and love, your life will be a disaster. If you read her life, you can feel it. And that way, you see, Sri Ramakrishna has a deep problem. He was Tyagishwara. He is the god of renunciation. It was not possible for him to demonstrate the householder's life. He wanted Holy Mother took that part. That she did. It is amazing, as I tell you, Ramakrishna cannot show that in a domestic setup, as you see, she has deep trouble with her brothers, niece, crazy nieces, crazy sisters-in-law, how she keep her head calm and did the household work. Crazy disciples. It is amazing that how a woman can keep her head cool and do everything so wonderfully. As I said, she demonstrated the householder's, ideal householder's life. Ramakrishna demonstrated to some extent, but he could not make it. It was not possible for Sri Ramakrishna to function. Most of the time he was in Samadhi. Her life, who is practical Vedanta, sometimes I visualize. Sri Ramakrishna is just like unmelted glacier of the Himalayas. And Holy Mother is that melted snow flowing as river Ganges and giving water to humanity. Water is life. Same snow, one is in solid form, another is in liquid form. Why should you read this book I wrote? 10 to 11. Holy Mother's simple and pure life inspires us. Her majesty and humility overwhelm us. Her love and compassion conquer our hearts. Her struggle and suffering strengthen us to face all ordeals and crises of life. Her contentment and indifference to poverty make us ashamed when we complain and become disgruntled over small things. Her forbearance and acceptance of various ailments, dysentery, malaria, rheumatism, and kalazar, encourage us to endure our illness silently. Her grace and forgiveness convey her divinity to us. Her truthfulness and steadiness convince us that we can rely on her. Her common sense and presence of mind show us how to be practical. Her unselfish service and complete self-surrender are models for our own lives. She demonstrated the highest truths of Vedanta in her daily life and harmoniously reconciled the contemplative life with the active life. The mother's divine life is a beacon for lost and weary souls in this world. Her life and her message help the downtrodden and depressed, as well as those who have lost hope in trying to find meaning in life. Innumerable people are receiving peace and bliss, solace and succor from our simple life and practical teachings. That I wrote in the preface. Very interesting. Now we shall go a little bit in his biography. She was born 22nd December 1853 and passed away 21 July 1920. She lived 67 years. We can divide his life into three parts. Adi Lila, the early play, from 1853 to 1896, birth, marriage, serving the husband, then Sri Ramakrishna's passing away. Madhya Lila, from 1887 to 1902, pilgrimage, passing through various ordeals. Final play, Antolila, 1909 to 1920. Just as a broad classification, you cannot make it that cut, not like that. She was married when she was 5 years, six months old. Sri Ramakrishna was 24. Sometimes Western people do not understand what kind of marriage is this. It is a kind of betrothal. At that time, child marriage was in vogue. Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, said about her birth that one day my mother was coming from Shiur on the way. She felt some urge, went to the little bushes. And a girl of 8 years old came down from the beltry and embraced her, said, "Here I come." And that is the way she was conceived. Holy Mother's father was then in Calcutta. Sri Ramakrishna's born also, you know, the same way. Christian people think, you know, virgin birth, this. Pound quite a bit about virgin birth. The main character of Sita in Ramayana and the main character of the Mahabharata, Draupadi, they are Ajonija. They did not come from the female body. Sita came from the earth, from the ground. And Draupadi came, another name is Jagyasaini, came from the sacrificial fire. These main two women in two epics, then they not came from the female body, Ajonija. Anyhow, we have all kinds of stories. And Swamiji said, if a Christian tell one story, Hindus will tell 20 stories. We have Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puranas. Marriage. Then Sri Ramakrishna came to Dakshineshwar, forgot his wife. Holy Mother grew up in Jayarambati, poor family. Her father was a farming and doing worship in some homes. Four or five brothers and sisters. She was the eldest one. Hardworking, extremely practical, village girl. Forbearing, suffering from poverty. When she was 18 years old, it was a village rumor that Sri Ramakrishna is mad, crazy, moving around naked, ma, shouting. So it is hard for a wife to hear these kind of things. So she wanted to prove herself. So she wanted to take bath in the Ganges. It was Dol Purnima, full moon, that color festival. So villagers come to the Ganges to have bath. So she expressed her desire. So her father realized that she wants to see her husband. So Holy Mother came crossing five rivers, as I was telling you yesterday. Amodar, Dwarakeshwar, Munjeshwari, Damodar, Ganges. Five rivers you will have to cross. 64 miles, barefooted, single cloth. Holy Mother never used any petticoat or blouse. One sari on. Then barefooted, no umbrella, walking. On the way she had fever. Then she arrived in Dakshineshwar in the evening at 9 o'clock. As I was telling you my visualization, she had two fears in her mind. First, my husband is crazy. Second, my husband will reject me because he is a monk. A monk cannot have his wife with him. Buddha renounced his wife. Chaitanya renounced his wife. So these thoughts are in her mind. So at 9 o'clock when she arrived, Sri Ramakrishna told his nephew Hridaya, "Oh Ridhu, this is the first time she is coming. Did she consult the almanac?" Sri Ramakrishna observed all these little things. He came to fulfill, not to destroy. So she understood that my husband is all right. He is not crazy. The moment she entered the room, Sri Ramakrishna says, "Eshecho, besh korecho. You have come very well." Then she realized that I am welcome. I will not be rejected. Then Sri Ramakrishna says, "Ore madhur pete de. Spread a mat for her. Let her sit." That is the second. Now, that is the third sentence. Fourth sentence, the moment Sri Ramakrishna heard that she had malaria, fever, "You came so late. My Mothur died 6 months ago. If he was alive, he would take care of you very well." Then Hridaya brought some pap rice. Sri Ram, Holy Mother ate pap rice and water. Then she said, "Now let me go." Means Holy Mother wanted to go to Nahabad, where Sri Ramakrishna's mother was staying. No. Stay in my room. So they made a bed for her on the floor. Holy Mother lay down there with another woman who was accompanying her. She was thinking that my husband is a loving, caring person. She did not reject me. You will have to understand, Sri Ramakrishna got sannyas in 1864, and it is 1872. After 8 years, the wife is coming to meet the husband. I am not rejected. As I was telling you yesterday, a woman can forbear many things, but my husband, rejection from the husband, it is heartbreaking for a woman. So she was quite relieved. Sri Ramakrishna arranged her treatment. Anyhow, they were married 27 years. But they lived together only 10 years. Ideal marriage. No fight. Sometimes I make joke. When Sri Ramakrishna would look at me, Sri Ramakrishna's niece and Holy Mother used to live in Dakshineshwar in Nahabad. At 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Sri Ramakrishna would go to Panchavati. "Oh, Lakshmi, get up, ask your aunt to get up, sit for meditation." See, then Holy Mother will tell Lakshmi, "Don't answer, he has no sleep in his eyes, he doesn't want anybody to sleep. Don't answer. Then if Sri Ramakrishna would not get any response, he will pour water through the doorstep. And they used to sleep on the floor. Immediately water will go on the floor. Their bed will get wet. So immediately they would get up. I used to make a joke, if there is an American wife, if Ramakrishna would get immediately divorced. But very little alimony he will get. When his salary is 5 rupees, he will get only 2.5 rupees. That's all. As you know, Sri Ramakrishna worshipped Holy Mother as a Shoroshi, the embodiment of Divine Mother. That worship has a deep meaning. Sri Ramakrishna knew his mission. Whatever spiritual experiences he gathered, and the result of those, everything he poured into Holy Mother, that she will continue my ministry. Sri Ramakrishna died in 1886 and Mother died in 1920. So 34 years, Holy Mother carried Sri Ramakrishna's spiritual ministry. Gave all experiences. It is, do you know how they like that your parents accumulated a lot of money and left to you, so that you will not have to work. Just enjoy. That's Sri Ramakrishna did. He said, I took all the sufferings. He told his disciples, just enjoy. Enjoy my spiritual treasures. I earned, I gathered. Now I am transmitting my power to you. How Ramakrishna's Holy Mother served, cooked everything. How he served, it is amazing how she served the Master. After Sri Ramakrishna's passing away, she traveled 8 states of India, pilgrimage. One thing really, tears come from our eyes when we see her 1 year in Kamarpukur, 1888. One cloth, torn cloth, stitching, not sufficient food, she doesn't have money to buy salt even. Oh, that is a great ordeal. Then when the disciples are also very poor, they had nothing to do, then some devotees came forward to help Mother. And she moved to Jarambati to live with her mother. You see, it is not easy nowadays. At that time he was 34 years old. Young woman, living alone. People may spread a scandal. Oh, and moreover, she did not follow the real Hindu widow. Shaven head, thaan kapoor, borderless cloth, 1 meal a day, no jewelry. The villagers saw that her cloth, there is a red border. She did not shave her head. She has a bangle in her hand. So the village people started to criticize her. Sri Ramakrishna stopped her to remove the bangles. Do you know why? Because if God is your husband, you will never be a widow. It is in the Narada Pancharatna, there are some scriptures are there. If God is your husband, you will never be a widow. Because he is eternal. Anyhow, how she faced these things in the Kamarpukur section, you will find in this book. How she helped the disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. Sometimes she is the Sangha Janani. She is the decision maker of the Ramakrishna order. final decision. Even Swami Vivekananda would come and ask her. It was 1898. There was a plague epidemic in Calcutta. Swami Vivekananda wanted to sell the Bellary Math property to help the relief work. Holy Mother said, no, that land is not yours. It belongs to Sri Ramakrishna. You cannot sell it. Moreover, this kind of disaster, catastrophic things will come and go. But we need a permanent place for the masters so that the future generation will come and stay. Swamiji said, Mother, whatever you say, that is final. Decision maker. Some young men joined the Ramakrishna Order who were revolutionaries. And the government became very upset that Ramakrishna Mission is under the umbrella of Ramakrishna Mission philanthropic activities. These revolutionaries are living there. So there is the surveillance on the police, on the Ramakrishna Order. And some people say they threw them out. Holy Mother said, no, they will stay. They have given up these revolutionary ideas and fully joined the Ramakrishna Order and serving the master. They must stay. Then she asked Sharadananda, you go, meet the governor and clarify everything. So he went to governor and explained, then said, all right. Otherwise, it is not easy. During that British period, we are natives. We are nobodies. But Mother took a very strong position. How Holy Mother lived with the Western women, Nivedita, Miss MacLeod, Mrs. Holy Bull, all these Western Swamiji's disciples, devotees, came to Holy Mother. Mother handled them, tackled them through love. She did not know the language. You see the picture, you see there, Holy Mother's picture. We got it because of the American women. I wrote, toward the end of this book, you will find, I wrote a history of these three photographs taken in 1898 November. It is the American people we gave that is the first photograph of Holy Mother. We are grateful to Mrs. Holy Bull. I read it with details, you will enjoy it about these photographs. Actors, actresses would come from Girish's theater. Mother would give shelter to them. Purity. Swami Vivekananda used to tell the people, don't touch her feet. Bow down from a distance. Do you know what will she do? The moment you touch her feet, she will suck all of your bad karma and sin. And she will suffer and make you free. She has tremendous power. For that reason, Swami Yogananda, when she used to bow down to Mother, when Mother leave the place, she will go and put his head on that spot. She will not touch Mother's feet. There was a cook in Kamujarambati. Her feet touched some filth on the street, and it was winter, and she said, Mother, I will have to go and take bath. Why? This thing happened. Just wash your feet and sprinkle Ganges water. No, Mother, that will not purify me. Then change the cloth and you will not have to bathe right now in the pond in the winter time. Oh, no, Mother, I will not feel good. I will not be pure. Then what she said? Just touch me. Touch me. You will be pure. You know, when we read these stories, we find what kind of person mother was. Embodiment of purity. Mahamaya's Maya. There are various chapters I wrote about how she kept her mind in this world holding her niece Radhu. You know, Radhu played a very important role in mother's life. 20 years she brought mother's mind down to the earthly plane so that she could make her divine play. Do you know the problem? Problem is, if you have no desire, mind goes like a balloon up. Mind does not go to the lower plane. Just like you have seen, balloon goes up, the mind goes up, he will merge into samadhi. He cannot function. You will have to pull his mind down. That Radhu did, 20 years. 1900 to 1920. Holy Sri Ramakrishna said, hold on this girl. She is the Mahamaya. Hold on the Mahamaya and live here. Many times she wanted to leave the world. No, you have a mission to do. Sri Ram, Holy Mother is not an ordinary person, you know. Holy Mother is neither a householder nor a nun. She is the Divine Mother. Swami Arupananda. Are you the mother of all? Yes. Even of the subhuman beings, birds and animals? Yes. Of these also? Then why should you suffer so much? Karma. In this birth, they must have these experiences. I cannot help it. Each person has his own karma. She was very farsighted. Love. I knew Swami Parameshwarananda Ji from 1962, first time, 61 or 62, first time I went to Jayarambaji, mother's disciple. Mother's stomach was not good. I'm just telling you how to love. And Kamarpu, sorry, Jayarambaji, water, do you know what? The Banerjee's Pukur, you bathe there, you wash your clothes there, that is the drinking water, that is the cooking water, same water. And rainy season, the water is polluted. If we take that water, you will get dysentery. No good water in the village. So what happened? Swami Parameshwarananda used to go to take bath in the Amoda River, and just a 10-15 minutes walk from the mother's house. And there is a sand bank. So he used to remove the sand from the bottom, which come fresh water, that he used to put in a pitcher and bring to the water, Holy Mother, for her drinking purpose. Holy Mother first day saw the pitcher and who brought this water for me? Mother, I brought. Don't bring that water anymore. I am drinking Banerjee's water. Second day, again she brought water. He brought water. I forbade you. He did not listen. Mother, I just go to take bath there. So I bring water. If you wish, drink. If not, throw away, mother. Third day, again he brought. I am forbidding you again and you don't listen to me. Why do you bring this water? Mother, I shall go and bring water every day. If you wish, drink, not throw away. Then Holy Mother says, my son, this water really love is helping me. I forbade you because such a big pitcher of water you will have to carry a mile. That is the reason I am asking you not to bring. You know, This is called love. How do I feel about it? Feeling. Do you really feel? The person we love, we feel for that person. That we see in the mother. I remember another story I shall tell you before I forget. Vishesh Maharaj told me this story in Banaras in 1986. Mother Swami Sharadananda bought a mosquito curtain for Holy Mother. Very good mosquito curtain. Too much mosquitoes. Mosquitoes means malaria. So, Swami Apurvananda and another brahmachari, they carried mother's, put in the mother's trunk and went to Jayarambaji from Calcutta, overnight train, and then 28 miles bullock cart. Came to Jayarambaji, they opened the luggage for the mother and put everything in mother's room, and then they left. There is a guest room there. And now Holy Mother's brother, Kali Mama, came, and he saw that mosquito curtain. Didi, sister, I am going to take this mosquito curtain. Taking this, he ran away. Mother could not say anything. Then when the disciples came to set mosquito curtain for the mother when she was going to bed, missing, mosquito curtain missing. Mother, where is the mosquito curtain? She kept quiet. We did not make mistakes. We definitely put in the trunk. Where has it gone? Oh, Kali ke diye dij. I gave to my brother. Mother, Swami Sharadananda gave these things. He did not use even a single day. My son, please put on this old one. That will be fine for me. Then these disciples are very upset. Then when they are coming out from mother's room, they saw that Uncle Kali again coming to Holy Mother's place. These two monks jumped on him and grabbed his two hands. Uncle, you took away the mosquito curtain from the mother. Right now you return to her. Oh, no, Didi has given to me. No, you took away. Right now you will have to give. Then he shouted, oh, Didi, tumhari chalara amake mere phel logo. Oh, sister, your disciples are trying to kill me. So mother came out from her room and rushed what happened. In the meantime, he snatched him away and he ran away and went to his room and closed the door. Kali Mama ran away. So mother was scolding his disciples, my sons, you are monks. For this petty thing, don't quarrel. Let him be happy. Mother, I am very sorry that Swami Sharadananda gave this thing to you and you could not use it. My son, please ignore. Then Swami Arupanandaji was building that mother's cottage, which is in, as we have seen in Jayarambaji, mud floor, mud wall, one door, one window, thatch hut. That is mother's house. So the Kali Mama was asking, you people are giving money to my sister, why don't you give money to us? You know, they are quarreling for money. Then he says, mother, I cannot work here anymore. My son, here goes in this way. Then he sat and he saw mother was standing, holding the pole of her veranda. He saw she was not there. It was Jagadhatri, four-handed, the divine mother standing there. Then he realized, Swami Arupananda realized and bowed down to the mother and said, mother, I am going to work. All right, my son, go to work. Another story we heard from Swami Hari Premananda. He was my first guide in Banaras in 1959. The moment I went there, hello, young man, Yes, Maharaj, I knew him in Udbodhan. Do you know what? Wherever you go, you must first know two things. Where is the bathroom and where is the drinking water? Do you understand, young man? I thought, Harry, they're very practical, extremely practical, Mother's disciple. You must, wherever you go, you must first check two things. Where is the bathroom and where is the drinking water? So he showed me where is the bathroom and where is the drinking water. Some old monks are living there, and I was their guest. For 3-4 days, I stayed with them. That Swami was in Bankura. Radhu was sick. So Holy Mother took this Radhu to our Dr. Swami, Maheshwarananda. I met him. He was a doctor. So it was evening. Radhu was lying down on the floor. Mother was seated on a stool. And Hari Prem Maharaj was rubbing mother's feet with medicated oil. She had that arthritis. So rubbing the oil. And she was watching. He was watching. You know, people call her Divine Mother. I see some veins and nerves and skin and emaciated feet. Old woman. He was rubbing and thinking. All of a sudden, he saw mother's feet began to change. It became very well-developed, fleshy, tight skin, just like a very 16, 18 years young girl's feet. Then seeing this, I was rubbing, but as you have seen, mother seated, her feet, you know, looks all veins and nerves and sinews and bone, everything is visible. All of a sudden, I was well developed. Then he thought, what is the matter? Then he looked up and saw Mother Jagadatri, Divine Mother. Then he fell down. Ma. After some time, Thakur Mother was telling, Oh Hori, ki holo go, ki Hori, ki holo go. Oh Hori, what happened? Get up, boy, get up. Again he saw that, again that old woman was seated in front of him. Mother was the Divine Mother. She appeared as Jagadhatri, Kali, in various forms. I met another Swami, Vasudevananda. I think I met him in 1955 or 56. Mother's disciple. Mother, I have a little problem. What is your problem? My mind is very restless. My son, pray to the master. I pray, it doesn't work. Meditate. It does not work. Keep a picture of the master in your pocket and time to time watch. Mother, I did all those things, nothing worked. Then do you know what? That he was a very learned man. He was the editor of Udbodhan magazine. Then his mother said, one sentence solved his problem. Hey Baba, Bhadraloki ki ek kotha 20 bar bolte hai. My son, is it necessary to repeat 20 times to a gentleman? If you are a gentleman person, if I tell you once, that's it. Wholeheartedly, you tell once Sri Ramakrishna, he will listen. But that solved my problem. We pray again and again because we do not have too much faith, that's all. Holy Mother said to a disciple, do not fear, my child. Always remember that the Master is behind you. I am also with you. As long as you remember me, your mother, why should you be afraid? The master said to me, at the end of their life, I shall certainly liberate those who come to you. It is really the gospel of hope and fearlessness. Her final message, my child, if you want peace of mind, do not find fault with others. See your own faults. Learn to make the world your own. No one is a stranger, my child. The whole world is your own. Thank you.